Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing good, and you?
Good. I was calling about a transaction that I did not authorize.
Okay, I'd be happy to see why were you charged. What's your zip code?
60827.
1 moment. You said 60827?
Yes, ma'am.
Your first and last name?
First name is Jolie, Jolee. Last name Jackson.
Okay, 1 moment while I try to locate the account.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not pulling up with the zip. But just how you spell your first name again?
It's Jolee Jackson.
Okay. Okay, so when I put your first and last name in Jolee, last name Jackson, nothing pulled up for me. So before I
What
kind
about?
of
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
So I was going to see, could it be under possibly anybody else's first name?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so before I do it, I know it's going to be a lot of Jacksons that pop up. So I'm going to try to locate it. Is this your phone number, 7-8-7-0-8-6-4-6-8-8-6-4?
That's correct.
Okay, so I'll try to locate it with the phone number first. Okay, and nothing pulled up with the phone number. So what's your email address?
I got two. I don't Jolie Jackson at hotmail.com.
Hold on, let me do that one first. Okay, nothing pulled up with that one. What's your other one?
Jolie Jackson 79@gmail.com.
Okay, nothing pulled up with that email either. So let's see. Okay. It's not a possibility it could be anybody else's first name, because now I'm just having to do a broad search for the last name Jackson.
No, ma'am.
Okay, so the last resort, because I use your zip code, your first and last name, your phone number, and both email addresses, the last resort would be the card that you're saying they got charged. I need the first six and last four.
The first six of the card.
Mm-hmm.
First six is 5-5-5-4-2-6.
Last four.
6-2-6-3.
Let's see. Now use 5-5-5-4-2-6. Last four is 6-2-6-3, but nothing pulled up. So at this point, because I use your zip code, your person last name, your card number, and your email address, last resort is, I do advise you to reach back out to your bank and making sure that the number was correct, because I'm not showing any account pulling up, registering to any of the information. Now, if your personal stuff would have never pulled account, okay, but we definitely would have found one with that card number, and that's not even pulling anything up.
Okay. I got three different charges from this account right here. Now somebody just took $68.89, and it came from, it's saying that it came from you all.
Okay, so I just put your zip code in, your first and last name, both emails now, and your phone number. That nothing pulled up with your personal, so I just assume, okay, maybe it's not registered under your information, so let's just use the card number. And even when I put the card information in, nothing pulled up.
I'm trying to figure out how could that be, and I just got a matter of fact, my package just came today, so I'm not understanding.
Okay, so it's the phone number associated, because it can be under, like, a different account. So it's the phone number registered?
No.
Well, yes, no. So I'm unable to locate an account for you with any of that personal, any other information you provided.
Okay, so what am I supposed to do? Because this is the number the bank gave me.
Yes, ma'am, I advise you to speak back with your bank, because at this point, I don't have any information. I don't even have an account, and when I pulled in Jolie, I just tried to even with your first name. It's not giving, you know, Jackson.
Yeah.
And that's
no address or nothing.
Ma'am?
No address or nothing.
No, ma'am.
Wow. This is unbelievable. All right,
and
ma'am,
I use both
enough
emails. Okay, well, thanks.